Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder. Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free.
Hello! Bring out those britches.
I beg your pardon.
Well, we'd all be a bit damp, wouldn't we? Hello, JR.
Good morning.
Did you say ringing out the britches?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said bringing out the britches.
No,
I thought
you had
special show pants for us today. It's like, oh, no, she loves to dress up. Here's your show pants, Steve.
No, yes. It's just crazy out there.
It would appear JR is filling in for the I Love A Lot Of Days Off Risey today.
Yeah, thank you, JR, because Risey and the family have gone down to the dreaded flu.
It will happen. It will happen.
Regular listeners know he's won an award for the most days off for any announcer at Triple M Newcastle ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just adding to it. We're going to have to get him a trophy every week.
Well, he's got loads of children.
Yeah.
And we know children are germy things.
They are germy little grotty things.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're still standing
there. Well, cross fingers, because my youngest has a cough, my wife has a cough, so they're in school holidays, obviously, but
mate, yes. You can't go down. The boss is hanging to take your job. You can't.
Can't get outside. It's raining, stuck in the house.
He gets so excited, we go, Rice, you can't be here. I'll do it. No, it's all right, mate. We'll be right.
Well, look, the rain overnight, I don't know about you guys, but it just kept me awake. It was that loud.
Yeah.
If you're in low-lying areas, you must be just dreading what's ahead of you today because the rivers will rise. And we know of the areas that will tend to cop it more than others, Wollumbyre Brook and
preparing Mulga. For isolation, Maitland minor flooding and rain today, tomorrow, Thursday, wild on the coastline, strong winds today as well, respite.
Even Carrington, I had to canoe down into the street. It's just big puddles everywhere.
Well, where was that?
Not going away, is it?
Well, we did that big celebration and it was like sayonara.
Oh, yeah.
But
remember, we put Gavin on about 3 days later, he went, calm down, it's not over.
La Nina, no, he did say that. He said she was just sort of ducking off.
Ducking off for it, yeah.
And would be back.
She went away for a girls' weekend. Basically, it was a weekend.
Definitely back.
She's back. And it's like, honestly, you just look, don't you? You look at the, you go, school holidays is going on. You've got all stuff going on.
Stuck inside.
What are we going to do, Jay?
Look, to be honest, the whole weekend and yesterday was full of doom and gloom. So we're just going to brighten your Tuesday.
That's right.
That's our job today.
Exactly. Let's wake up Gavin Morris.
Well,
get him on the phone, T.
Us and everybody else, Gavin Morris, Nine News anchor and weatherman. Hello.
Good morning. But, it's not a good morning. It's a bit of an ordinary one at this point, isn't it?
Well, many to come too, Gav. That's the thing, isn't it? And you did tell us, last week, don't get too excited. There's more on the way. And here we go.
Yeah, look, you know, Newcastle's been Neo-Castle, like Neo from The Matrix, mate. We've been dodging these bullets on the roof, you know.
We have.
But we've copped a couple in the leg right now, though.
So how's it looking over the next few days, Gav? Because we know the major concern is south of us. So will we be heading in that direction or is it looking pretty good for us?
Oh, look, you know, at the moment, this is the worst of it. So what happened? That low crashed into us there on Sunday. So that was quite intense. Now, everywhere, you know, south of us was south of the core of that low. And that's why it was so brutal for Sydney and the Illawarra, accumulating massive amounts of rain there of 600-800 millimetres, 900 millimetres. And, you know, this has been the extraordinary thing. The last couple of years, you know, accumulating close to a metre of rain from these weather events, you know, we had it on the mid-north coast March of last year, then this year another metre of rain, you know, came down in the northern rivers, and we've almost accumulated that again, you know, in between Illawarra and Sydney. So that low collapsed into a surface trough, drifted back to the south, so Sydney copped all of this yesterday, and then overnight it's been creeping north, moving over the central coast and over the Newcastle Hunter region as I speak. So it is moving. We're going through the core of that at the moment, so we're going to see some very heavy, intense rain. and that's falling on our saturated ground. So, you know, we'll see flash flooding and the likelihood of potential river flooding, you know, particularly, you know, it's a Bolga, you know, so on the Wallumbai Brook, they're in a bit of strife up there yet again, and some other local river systems will flood and swell, and our drainage systems as well, they always, you know, go through the roof there, like, you know, drifting down through Adamstown and through Hamilton, etc. But this will move on today, and then we've got to deal with, you know, showers, ongoing, you know, showers throughout the week on and off. And then there's another cold front that's
going to come through.
And what? It comes Thursday.
I was literally
well.
Just about to say, Gav, okay, when are we going to see sun again, Gav? Come on.
Well, mate, yeah, that's going to be really cold. This cold front on Thursday is going to drop temperatures, but that one on Thursday is just going to clip the coast, so that won't go inland to the catchment area. So on the other side of this one, Steve, it will improve, but it's still not going to be ideal.
Mm. I was reading this morning, Gav, that they're saying that this wet weather could very much be around until summer.
Yeah, look, you know, it was... it was an interesting call from the Bureau to say that La Nina had ended. you know, the Americans, you know, well, they still consider us in it. Look, sea surface temperatures, no matter what, right around the country, are way above the norm. They're really, really warm. And when you get the right atmospheric conditions, cold air coming in over the top, and then a driving force to drive that moisture that's being lifted from those oceans back on shore. And that's exactly what we've got on our hands right now. So very cold air over that warm ocean and that onshore influence driving it straight up the valley as well. So we don't have the mountains to slow it down. And that's why we get that Venturi effect as well here at the Hunter, and it just draws straight inland, and that's why we have the flooding throughout the upper catchments.
Yeah, I think the weather map's just got to have a little grumpy cloud on it and leave it at that, Gav. Don't you reckon? Little grumpy cloud.
I know. It's been a really, really tough, you know, 2 years, and it may be a third there. As Tanya was saying, look, we may re-enter La Nina officially again, and that may be ongoing, and we'll see more of these wet weather events on and off, potentially through spring and then again into summer. But it'd be certainly nice if it broke down and we had a break. But I'd keep expecting the worst at this point.
The poor old beaches. I did a drive from the very south of us to, you know, up to Stockton on Sunday. I know we say it all the
bashed,
time.
Aren't they?
There's just nothing left on most of them.
Yeah.
Just exposed rock.
I know. Look, if you go back through time, you want to know where all of Stockton's sand is and understand the issue that all of the sand is on Nobby's Beach.
Yeah.
There was no Nobby's Beach. There was no breakwall. All of that sand used to go across and then get caught into Stockton Bight. So if you have an aerial drone shot now and just see how much sand is on that peninsula from Nobby's Head, you know, down to the surf club, that's supposed to be over at Stockton. Mm. But we have a breakwall and we have a harbour there. So to change that flow back is near impossible.
Yeah, true.
All right, Gabby. Well, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All the best.
There's Gav. Non-news and weatherman.
Yeah, calling that La Nina over.
Yeah.
And on a current topical thing going around, it's a bit like the guy coming out going, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Wait. Nope.
I know.
Nope, here it comes. Nope, still here. Isn't it?
I know.
We were jumping around going, hey, sunshine.
But you know what? Interesting, though. Gav did, I remember him saying, well, the Americans haven't called it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have. So I remember him not wanting to criticise the Bureau by saying, I think they've gone a bit early.
Yeah, we should put him, the when he talks to us off here, on here. When he goes up there. Come on, bloody idiots, guys. But don't tell anyone I said that. Yeah. Are we still on here?
Look, I don't know about you, but for the last 3 days, all I've done is watch TV.
I have no doubt, mate. I have no doubt. But the thing that I think is funny is you're making rain as an excuse. You do it anyway when it's sunny.
Well, but
how's your bum, by the way?
A bit square.
Yeah, I thought it might
be. A bit flat.
Yeah. a bit flat and square.
So I thought, in light of the fact that it is school holidays and the rain is horrendous.
Yes.
Let's do one of these.
The Scream Team.
If you haven't heard this segment, this is where Tanya spends 15 minutes explaining all the shows she's watched over the last 3 days, and you'd be amazed.
No.
But we want your help to tell us things you are watching to give us some tips.
Yeah, that's more the point. You need to ring up and tell us, recommend something, because there's so many ways of consuming TV shows these days.
Yeah.
So what are you recommending from which streaming service? Please tell us, because I've actually run out.
Yeah.
I need some ideas.
133353 to join Tanya and Steve's Stream Team this morning on Triple M.
I've worked it out, mate. You must cheat. because there's not enough hours.
You watch must TV.
You must say, yeah, I watched that series, but you must fast forward through kissing scenes or something. Because
it, you know, that's you.
That's true. I stop at the car chase and go for, yeah, you might be reversed to that. Oh, car chase, I'll fast forward. You must. There's not enough hours in the day for you to watch that much TV. There's not. There is not. Not a person in this building that comes in and goes, hey, have you seen that? Yep. Hey, what about that? No, yeah, finish that.
Actually,
watched all
you
that.
Know what?
Stranger Things. Yeah, did all that.
You are right. I do cheat.
Aha!
I don't watch everything.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Yeah. It's kind of the little bit you go, I don't need to know this bit.
That's it.
Yes.
And I did that over the weekend with a show called American Gothic.
Yeah.
Have you heard of
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
It's not American Horror Story.
Yeah.
This is different. This is American Gothic.
Okay.
So it's on 7+.
Right.
So freebie one.
Yeah.
And there's nobody in it of note. The only bloke that I knew in it was Homelander from The Boys.
It's getting that grim, JR. She's actually off Netflix, Stan, Disney Plus, Apple TV and Amazon Prime and gone to 7+.
Free to air?
It's
out of control.
Stop it.
No, we'll have another intervention this week. Hello, Ryan. Can you help us out?
Hey, guys, Dave.
Ryan, what are you watching? What are you recommending to us?
Billy the Kid on Stan.
Love it.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's brilliant.
Shut up, Tanya.
Ryan, why is it so good?
Oh, it's just like the old Western country style, and this young kid, and he gets stung with all these murders and stuff, but it's not his fault, and goes about his own ways. Yeah, it's really good.
Don't mind a bit of a Western, and it's they're few and far between. I think Yellowstone might have brought that back a little bit.
Did you like Yellowstone, Ryan?
Oh, no, I just started watching Yellowstone last night. So.
Yeah, you get into it, you'll love it.
Yeah.
It just takes ages to get into stuff. Like, you just haven't got, sometimes you just haven't got that time to, you know.
Yeah. No, Ryan, not according to Tanya. You can watch every conceivable thing.
Stick with Yellowstone, Ryan, because, I don't know, I was a little put off in that first episode, but if you push through, it really is good.
Coxon's brilliant.
Yeah, it was a little bit sad, eh?
Very. I was a bit turned off that.
All right, good tip. Thank you, Ryan, Billy the Kid. Tanya had already given me that tip, but just about...
Now, from Ryan to Brian at Raymond Terrace, what are you watching?
I've gone back to watching a classic, and it's called Blue Heelers.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Where are you watching that?
On Prime, 7+ and Prime Amazon.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of the TV shows that I usually watch, like SWAT and all the new ones, and there's nothing half decent on, so... I delved back into an old show I used to like watching, and I'm back up to season 12 already.
Good on
you. It's funny you say that. A lot of people are doing that lately.
Yeah, going back and seeing stuff.
Even Friends, that gear, all that, rewatching.
Yeah. Well, I watch, strangely enough, Frasier. I told you this the other day. I watch Frasier every night.
Yeah.
Between 5 and 6 on channel, one of the 10s.
And I sent you the trailer for the new Frasier, which is coming.
That's creepy.
What's going on with that? People will be seeing it.
Yeah.
If you're a Frasier fan, and you'll go,
it's
what's
like
going
a
on?
Psychopath.
But it's got to be a dream sequence.
Maybe.
Anyway.
What about Marks at Bulwarra? What are you watching?
Hi. Look, I love Yellowstone, obviously. And have you watched 1883 on Paramount, the prequel?
Saw that. That's Benedict, isn't it?
Tim McGraw and Faye Hill.
Tim McGraw. That was it.
Right.
Yeah. Any good?
It's very good, but I tell you, Shay, Tanya, you will love, is called The Split. Have you watched that?
No. What's it about?
Okay, it's a legal drama of a family in Britain about four sisters and a mother, but it's very good. It's on ABC iView and it's on Stan.
I love anything British.
So.
Yeah, it has that Nicola Walker in it.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
there you go. The Split on Stan.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll go to Jackie at Weston's, got a tip for us. What is it, Jack?
Okay, I'm into Yellowstone and all that because it's raining up here in Western.
Yeah.
So, but I watched, it was four episodes called You Don't Know Me. It's a courtroom drama, goes backwards and forwards, and at the end you still don't know what happened.
Ooh.
Oh, is it good or not?
Awesome.
Right.
Plus, I'm back to watching The Following.
The Following?
Kevin Bacon from about...
Oh, yeah.
10 years ago?
Right.
There's another one bounding around, and this is not me, but a mate said The Evil.
Okay.
Oh, so it's really good.
Definitely Evil.
Yeah. Evil apparently is really good as well.
Wow, do you ever get off the couch, Jack?
Oh.
Well, I had surgery 3 months ago, so I can't do renovations.
That's understandable. right.
What's your excuse, Tanya?
I'm going to have surgery one day.
There you are. You're practicing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they overlooked you for Gogglebox. I cannot believe
it. I don't either.
What is going on there?
They're idiots.
Because you make comments.
I do. I yell at the TV all the time.
And there's nothing you haven't watched. And you know, if they really need a nice sequence, put the news on and watch a yellow. Always fun.
Thank you for your calls on 133353.
You know what I did?
What?
I YouTubed when Queensland used to win Origin. Just fill it out.
Look, I'm just trying. For those that love a lolly, Allen's Lollies are hiring their very own lolly testers. And the entries close this Friday.
It's a diabetic's dream. I can't wait to get in there and die on my first day.
Well, because you are diabetic and this is definitely not the job for you.
Type 2, by the way, everyone.
Type 2.
So I can still sneak a couple in.
I'm on the application page and I just need a bit of a hand because I'm curious. There's only two questions they're asking.
Okay.
You have to get these two right to progress to the second round.
You have come to the right place, T.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following Allen's classics do you prefer?
Yep.
They've given us three choices. Milk bottles, cheekies, or spearmint
milk
leaves?
Milk bottles.
Why milk bottles?
Because I said.
No, but why do you think that would matter to them?
Because those...
Which one that you choose?
Those leaves, the minty leaves things,
leaves?
Are rubbish.
Oh, I love them.
Ooh.
What about cheekies?
What are they?
They're the old Chicos.
Oh, well, that's going to throw people.
Well, it will throw
They're
people.
They're not going to know. In that case, I didn't realise. No, them.
That's what I chose. Look, I chose cheekies.
Isn't
know
it
why?
Good, JR, to see she listens to my advice? Did you not hear me go milk bottles? And she goes, well, as a matter of fact, Steve, I didn't do that.
Well, no, but the reason, this is my theory.
I'm with you.
Because if you're a real Allen's fan.
You will know
that they changed from Chicos to cheekies.
Oh, yeah, I'm on board with you there.
It's like when they changed from Redskins to Red Rippers.
Is that what they're called now?
Yeah, they're called Red Rippers.
Mm.
So that's why I reckon that's the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
So we're one
I'm
down.
With you. No, I'm backing that.
Right.
Because and I do like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. One to go.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any allergies we should be aware of? Number one is wheat and or gluten. Number two is milk. Three is both of the above. Or four, none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you.
Good girl.
Definitely.
Yeah, life.
Forget that whole gluten thing.
I mean, come on, please. So they didn't have four? Any form of diabetes? you reckon that might have been a question? They're only worried about gluten-free. Diabetic, go for your life, champ. Go for your life.
Well, I reckon we're in. We've picked cheekies and none of the above.
What do we win?
Loads and loads of loads of loads of lollies.
And the job.
And the job. But you don't get paid. You just get plenty of free lollies.
So they'll send you like, hey, we're testing this new one, try this.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, I'm on board.
Do you know what, though? If I won, I'd get probably all sorts of issues because I'm eating the lollies.
Yeah.
However, do you know how my husband eats a lolly?
Yeah.
He treats it like he's at a wine tasting.
What, little by bit? What do you mean?
Well, he'll have a bit of a chew.
Yeah.
And then he'll spit it out.
What?
He doesn't swallow the lolly.
Why not?
I think he's worried about the sugar.
He's worried about being a diabetic.
Yeah.
He's seen me just, you know,
but it is,
fall apart.
It's actually the most disgusting habit that he has.
He eats a lolly,
chews
a
lolly,
enjoys it.
Enjoys it for a
minute. So he treats it like a chewy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And then he'll spit it out into a tissue or wherever we are.
Oh, don't take him to work on your first day.
No.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to consume the sugar. What he doesn't know is that the first thing I learnt in science about
digestion. Well, get the sugars in you
once you're chewing it. Yeah, digestion starts in the mouth, Michael, you idiot.
The only thing, you idiot, you're swallowing is the rubbish bit.
Yeah.
By chewing, the sugar's already there.
100%.
You've lost three teeth and put on a kilo, and the thing you spit out does nothing.
I know, that's just his weird thing. So
okay.
He never swallows, he always spits.
Okay. Well,
it's true.
Yeah, well, God. Yeah, it's funny though, what wine tastings, he doesn't spit it out.
I know, he's got it completely.
That's why
up.
I got confused when you said he treats it like his wine tasting. Well, what are you, gobbles it all down? No, he has to spit out. There you go.
Anyway, look, I'm going to wait to hear.
It's a nice change, isn't it? Here, Michael's crazy instead of you for a change.
Yeah.
So there you go. You got him one. You got one back on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but like, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know what'll happen if I get this job.
Yeah.
I'm happy to share.
I'm good.
Happy to share.
I'm sure you are. Happy to kill me. Yeah. Oh, for God's sake, kids, go out and play in the rain.
I know. 4 days into school holidays. It's been horrendous. You had you know, those experts in power telling us on the weekend, if you've booked a holiday, can you please put it off for a few days until this all subsides?
Yeah. So, when it's school holidays, no, there's a two-week period,
people. I know. So we're curious. I mean, you've got boys, JR, young boys. What are the boys up to as far as being able to do anything at the moment outdoors?
Lego, and we caught up with the Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus.
And
a little bit of Xbox. But, yeah, everything's soaked. Yeah. Backyard's soaked. Yep. Slippery. Yeah.
Get out and bloody play in the rain, you little rats. Simple as that, Tim. That's what we did when we were kids, didn't we?
Well,
we were poor.
Pretty much. Like, the highlight would be putting on your gumboots.
Yeah.
And going sloshing in the gutter.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that Sunday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
I even saw you with your little cute gumboots.
Thank you.
Yeah, out there sloshing, playing in the rain.
Yeah. There's nothing better.
I love it.
Do people still do that, though, with kids?
No.
Because I don't see kids out playing in gutters like we used to.
No, they're inside on computers and gaming.
Oh.
That's what they're doing.
Mm.
For sure.
Well, I'd love to know, do your kids have wet weather gear? And gumboots, and do you let them play in the rain?
Yeah.
Because it was a thing. Mm-hmm. It was, but I still love it, as you say.
Yeah.
I was kind of playing in gutters on Sunday around the farmers markets because they were pretty deep around there. It was brilliant.
Yesterday, I put a straw in the gutter and watched to see how far it would go down.
All right, 133.53.
Pretend boat.
I know. They were the days.
Maybe you haven't grown out of it.
No, but is this, I know this is very narrow as far as, come on, do you really let your kids go out in torrential rain?
You know what I'd like, just on the little edge from what you were saying?
Yeah.
Do you own a raincoat?
Yeah.
Because no.
You don't own a raincoat even?
No.
What is wrong with you? You used to be a fisherman.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you had gumboots, a raincoat and
When I was a fisherman.
So you don't have any of that gear now?
No, I haven't owned a raincoat 30 years.
Oh.
20 years.
Well, you should get one.
All right, then. I'll do that today.
There's nothing better than walking around in the rain.
Where do you buy them?
From rainbow shops. Raincoat shops. I don't know where you buy them, actually.
There's someone in a raincoat R Us store going, yes!
good question. Rainbow, I keep wanting to call them rainbows.
Well, that's because it brings you such joy. Julia says, Snock, have your kids or yourself got a raincoat?
My granddaughter does.
There you go.
Right.
She loves nothing better than grabbing her gumboots and going and jumping in puddles.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
She's 4 in September and we had to pick up her gumboots and put them in the car to drop them off at my parents' house this morning so she can jump in the puddles.
Yeah. Aww. I do, however, feel as much as we're encouraging the jumping in the puddles, after 2 weeks they could get a little bored.
Yeah, it doesn't have that sustainability, does it?
Kids have a lot more to do these days, don't they? It's like, go and jump in a puddle. I'll come back in after 10 minutes. Now what?
Thanks, Julie. Sam's at Edgeworth.
Hey, Sam, any raincoats at your house?
Not necessarily at my house, but I'm an early childhood teacher with a room of 27 3-to-5-year-olds, and we will be out in the rain, guaranteed.
There you go.
Love that, Sam. So does every parent support this? There isn't one that goes, no, I don't want my kid jumping in puddles?
Well, we get a bit of backlash from some parents, but we're a nature-based centre, so it's just an unwritten rule that we'll be outside rain, hail, or shine.
Oh,
when you get the said backlash, Sam, do you email back just going, shut up?
No, I just hit them with the benefits.
Aha. Oh, you take a positive approach.
I do love that. What are the benefits?
Just that getting back to nature, exploring the basics, lots of sensory play.
Yep.
And nothing wrong with getting a bit wet.
No.
Provided you can come in warm up with dry clothes.
Yeah, we're waterproof.
Aren't we? That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Sam, I love that. Thank you for that. Do you yourself have gumboots and a raincoat?
All our staff own gumboots, and yeah, we get out in the rain with the children.
Yeah,
no, mandated.
Good on you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Hello, Juliet Stockton. Are you any raincoats at your house?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. I've got one today to take it to work with me. That's two grand foams. And when it's raining like this, there's really big puddles over on the ballast at Stockton.
Yeah.
So I put their gumboots on, no raincoat, and they go down there and actually dive in the water and swim. Oh, you should see the funny looks I get when people go past. They have a ball.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, good on you, Julie.
And I have to and again, take a moment, throw them in the shower.
Again, yeah. that typical grandparent attitude of all care and no responsibility.
Absolutely.
Oh, I do love that.
Oh, there's still people out there making use of the puddles.
Seriously, can't wait to get home and say to BJ, come on, mate, look, I've got a raincoat and gumboots. Let's get outside and jump in puddles. You go, good dad, just on this level of grand theft auto, you go out and do it, and I'll join you later.
Oh.
I'll be out there for 2 hours on my own.
Look out for Steve later today.
With Tanya. Glad you're bringing this up. This has been a thought of mine in weddings for years.
Well, it really is. We're talking the first kiss.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you've got your parents there, you know, if you're not into PDAs and all that gear, you're kind of like, it's supposed to be a really passionate moment, but I don't, you know, Pop's just over there.
Yeah. Like, it's so true, and I don't think too many people give too much thought to that very first kiss once you've
probably
been declared
not.
Man and wife. Yeah. And it came to light over the weekend when I was mate of ours, Karen, who is a marriage celebrant. She's on Instagram as Wed by Kez, and Kez posted a cute little video about the do's and the don'ts of that very first kiss.
She's got tips.
She has. So I've lifted it off her Instagram account. Yep. Have a listen what she reckons.
Your kiss should last for about 3 to 5 seconds. It gives the photographer a chance to get a second photo in case the first one's not great, the light's not good, you're smooshing together too much. Pecs are boring. They don't photograph well. You're doing duck lips. And it's your first kiss as a married couple. And finally, practice. The night before your wedding, go, you do this, I'll do this. This is what we're doing, and it will look great.
Yeah.
Oh,
I see. Now, let's take it apart.
I thought you were about to say the practice.
No.
God, come on, Dave. we're mates. But
it's interesting that Kez said 3 to 5 seconds. Now, remember, she's officiated hundreds of weddings.
Sure.
So she's seen some disasters.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the 3 to 5 second kiss? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm getting wet in the front row.
There we go. There we go. Four, that's
getting on pretty long, isn't it?
I don't know. Ask my ex-wife Karen. She had to come up for air.
Did you go in for the big one? Did
half
you?
Hour.
I was there.
No,
I should remember.
It was honestly. This is why I raised that question because I'm sure it was a peck.
Peck.
I'm sure
peck
it was
boring though.
You know, a peck and the hug.
Yeah.
Because you. And again, it does get back to. I'm telling you now, wedding or no wedding, gets back to people who don't like public displays,
which you don't.
Not a fan.
No.
So
she's lucky she didn't get it just a tap on the bum.
No. Well,
thanks, mate.
No.
Thanks for saying I do.
To be fair, I put my hand out for a shake.
Did you?
Okay. Well done. Happy marriage. Neither of us did, really.
Right.
What about you?
Well, I'm trying to remember. It's 20 years ago now. I don't think we would have gone hard because, Irish Catholic, married in the centre of Dublin.
Yeah, Nan's in the corner.
Granny's there. Yeah, I think we
That's
went...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think we were pretty contained.
Well, you, JR, we're just throwing it over to you. If you're just doing this riser, yes, I know what you're all thinking. Another day off. But anyway, sorry about that, JR, but you remember
you and
yours?
Trish?
Probably about 3 to 5 seconds,
yeah.
I didn't even think about
it.
You're
a tiger.
I never know.
Did you go in for the dip, either of you?
There was a little bit of a dip, yeah.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
You had a better back?
No, I had a few drinks. I didn't want to risk it.
Yes, you did.
Didn't want to risk it. Then I go for the dip, then boom. Sorry about that, Karen. I'll just pick you up again.
I do like what Karen said about practicing. Because if you are going to go do something special to wow your audience, you don't want to take the bride by surprise.
And it's a good excuse, isn't it? Hey, you know, we should practice our kissing.
Yeah, a few hundred times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so there's some little tips,
good tips
if you're on your way.
And
no sloppiness.
It's one of the
no tongues.
Most unspoken about and yet the thing you do the most.
It's the first
you may
kiss
the bride, groom, whatever. There you are.
As a married couple.
And it usually ends up some little pathetic peck.
Yeah.
Having said that, if you have been to a wedding where it goes full on, you're like, I'll turn it up.
I know.
You are.
I know.
You're suddenly watching these people say their love for each other and so, and then just like, oh, get off each other.
Yeah.
We're messed up humans,
aren't
we?
Yeah, I know.
Like, or if it was a peck, oh, a bit more than that. You can't win.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
Well, JR's been building it up all morning.
And I have no idea what it is because I don't go to meetings. But I'm excited, T, to find out what this is.
Play or stay at Newcastle's Inner City Oasis. Tanya and Steve's Jingle in July.
Oh, excellent. When are we doing this?
It's back. It's coming up on Thursday, July 28th. See, everyone else is finding out about it at the same time you are.
This is so good. How do I get tickets, Nina?
Well, you can ring us right now if you want to join us. We're having a party, our first in 3 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because you're right, Jingle Balls. You're right.
I know. And it's going to be at the Lucky Hotel.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be 3 hours of fun, food, beer,
wine. Don't you dare say frivolity.
Frivolity.
She said it.
133353. The first tickets, yeah, for the first time in 3 years, Tanya and Steve are throwing a party. Yes! A jingle in July.
We've got Ty Penshorn. He's going to be there.
Good start.
Doing all the music.
Good on you, Ty.
So, yeah.
He's going to bring his boy.
He is going to bring his boy.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh. Little special treat.
God, every now and again, I wish I'd go to meetings.
We've thought of everything.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that. All right.
So play or stay at Newcastle's inner city oasis, the Lucky Hotel. What a venue.
And 28th of Thursday. I'm just jotting this in my phone.
It's a Thursday night, 6:30 to 9:30. But if you recall, we last had a jingle in December, like the Jingle Ball.
Yep.
And that was December 2019.
Wow.
Because of COVID, we haven't been able to do a party since.
Mm.
So all restrictions are over. And Sarah at a Wobby, you're coming.
Yay. How exciting.
There you go, Sarah.
That's excellent, guys.
Yeah, so Thursday, July 28th, put it in your diary. We will see you at the Lucky Hotel.
I will have my jingle on.
Oh, good girl. Oh, we haven't been able to say that for 3 years.
Yeah.
Good point. Get your jingle on.
Yep, please do. In fact, that will be the theme. Get your jingle on.
Will it?
Whatever it means to you.
Thank you, Sarah, for giving us a theme.
Thanks, guys. No worries. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Well,
that's how we roll here.
Turn into a dress up.
No. Yeah. I was always going to. Yeah.
Well, it could be whatever you like. You could just put a little bit of tinsel around your tassel. I don't mind.
I beg your pardon.
Whatever your tassel is.
I don't care what you're saying, mate. I'm wearing pants. All right? I'm wearing pants, everyone. Don't be scared. Okay? I'll just turn up with a few coins in my pocket.
There you go. And jingle away.
There you go.
All right. We'll see. Whatever it means to you.
That's the length I go to dress up, isn't it? Steve, what have you done? You know, I've got jingles in my pocket here. All right.
So,
oh,
that's cool. Yeah. First tickets to Jingle in July.
Lucky.
Now,
you can win tickets across the day, and you'll have, obviously, heaps more in the lead-up. Jingle in July. And for Lucky, it's going to be huge at the end of the month.
Do you remember the last time we did a function at the Lucky?
Yeah.
Morgan Evans.
That's right.
He was here. He did a fleeting visit to Newcastle for a bit of a fundraiser.
Whatever happened to Morgan?
He's doing massive things in the US.
Good.
Yeah.
He's worried about him because he's massive and then disappeared.
No, he's writing and performing and his wife's doing amazing stuff as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, overachievers. Yeah.
He's over in America going, wonder how Tanya and Steve are going.
Well, mind you, what was it? When did we do it? 2019? And we rang him and said, you imagine, you know, can you do the jingle ball for us? Short memory, Steve.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for helping out today, JR. And you've got more tickets for Jingle in July.
That's right. Across the day. So keep listening to win.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Okay. Hey, drive safe.
Yeah, be careful.
It's crap out there.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
Tanya and Steve are off to build another show for Newcastle. McDonald Jones have been building in the Hunter for over 35 years. Triple M's.